Another day of debriefings for the 24 crew members of the U.S. surveillance plane. They are at Pearl Harbor Naval Station in Hawaii, telling military investigators about exactly what happened in the skies off the coast of China. They're being described as anxious to return home, but Navy officials say the crew still has valuable information to share. Here are two reports, the first from NPR's Robert Smith at Pearl Harbor.
The crew members are being interviewed alone and in groups by as many as 12 different teams of investigators from 8 in the morning until 10 at night. An hour of questions, and then a break to relax, and then more questions. Pacific Fleet spokesman Conrad Chun says the debriefing schedule is tough, but they're trying to do it in a relaxing atmosphere for the crew.
The rooms are designed to be very comfortable. They have beverages there, food to eat, snacks. We're giving them three very good meals a day. And they're a little tired, but they're enthusiastic about going home. And we're going to do our best here to make sure that we get them home by Easter.
And at the same time that the Navy is learning from the crew, the 24 servicemen and women are asking for information also. They were given press packets so that they could see how the diplomatic standoff played out on this side of the Pacific. But so far, they've only had a small taste of the kind of attention that will be focused on them as they return home. Yesterday, as they landed at Hickam Air Force Base outside of Honolulu, the Navy purposely kept the event small. Only a couple hundred other armed forces personnel stood in the official cheering section. But peeking over the wall around the runway, hundreds more gathered to get a look. For military families, the saga of the detained Americans struck a nerve. Fawn Gibson's husband is serving in the Army here in Hawaii, and she says she couldn't bear to look at the pictures of the crew's families.
You can put yourself in their place and get all choked up about the emotion and what they must be going through now and what they've gone through the last couple weeks. So it gives you some things to think about and pray that we're never in that same situation, but to know there's people to support you.
For the assembled servicemen and women, it was a reminder that routine missions can sometimes go wrong. And a few, like Larry Farrakhan, says it shows that sometimes just surviving can make you a hero.
The airplane could have went in the ocean, but luckily the pilot was able to get down to control and land. And even though he landed in China, they did land safely. So these people are able to come back with their, be with their family and friends.
In the short ceremony after the crew stepped out of the cargo plane, Admiral Thomas Fargo recognized this survival instinct by reading a letter from the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld.
Throughout your days in detention, you've conducted yourselves with honor and professionalism and held your heads high. America could not have had better representatives of the ideals we value. Your models for the noble work that men and women in uniform perform on behalf of their nation every day.
Much more will be learned in the next couple of days about exactly what happened when the large reconnaissance plane collided with the Chinese jet. A senior Navy official says several of the crew want to tell their side of the story and share their experiences publicly. The mysteries are many. How did the collision happen? How did they land the severely damaged plane? And why at a Chinese military base? How much of the top secret surveillance equipment were they able to destroy? And what might have been picked up by the Chinese? Pacific Fleet spokesman Chun says questions like these are why it takes so long to debrief.
There's also 24 crew members, so there's a lot of people to talk to, and it's very important that we gather this information, check them out medically, and provide them some information on what things have been going on in the world since they've been gone. So it's very important that we go through this process.
The long process of debriefing will end tonight at 10 o'clock local time. Saturday morning, the crew of the surveillance plane will once again take to the air, this time to return to their home base on Whidbey Island, Washington. Robert Smith, NPR News, Pearl Harbor.